It's NFL draft day, folks. Tonight, Zay Flowers is going to find out where he's going to go. On today's show, we're going to look at some betting odds, give you some advice on where you may want to put your money. And Mitch Wolf is joining me to talk about where he thinks BC's wide receiver is going to start off his NFL career.
You are Locked On Boston College, your daily podcast on the Boston College Eagles, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
This is Locked On BC. I am your host, AJ Black. It's NFL draft day, and for a lot of us folks that are really into football, this is a holiday, especially day one. And I know someone who, not just Thursday is a big day, but this whole weekend, as I've been shared on a mock draft of 7 rounds by my staff writer, Mitch Wolf. Mitch, how's it going?
It's going well. People say this is Christmas. It's more like Hanukkah, given that it's multiple days. And yeah, I mean, the holiday goes well beyond the first day for me. I mean, I really love watching all the days of it. And honestly, I wish they would cover more of the picks, you know, obviously less commercials, but less kind of, they'll do like coach interviews and random other stuff. It's like, no, I just want to see the picks and the analysis of the picks. I don't care about all this other crap. So I'm truly mentally ill for the NFL draft.
Do you feel, and this is just something I saw online, I thought I saw David Hale tweet about it, that it's more too focused on the NFL and they don't have enough like of the college side of things to talk about these players? I feel like it's all guys that haven't watched these players.
That is an interesting take. I think that you can make that make a solid argument for that. I mean, the lovely thing about the NFL draft now is you can go and find any number of streams from different websites, like The Athletic does one, Bleacher Report does one, tons of different sites do them. So if you want a different way of presenting, which usually what I do now is I will put on the TV in the background just so I have the picks coming in, and then I'll put on one of those websites like their stream, because it's usually more focused on the actual players and it's a little more interesting as opposed to just hearing the various hardships that every NFL draft prospect has gone through and how they made it to today.
Yes. Well, and if you also are a fan of college perspectives, as the draft goes on, there is a clip video of every player, the local expert on each player. I didn't do it for this one. Our Locked On ACC Candace Cooper did it, but you can get the college perspective on every single recruit. So if you're watching along on Twitter and you follow Locked On Podcasts, they're gonna go live with each tweet, each player. So check that out. But we're not just talking about the national guys. This is about Zay. And I feel like this is going to be a big day for Zay. And one of the things that I love about these the new legalized sports gambling is sites like FanDuel, who's one of our great sponsors, come up with some crazy prop bets. And there's simple ones like where they're going to land, their draft numbers. But I know Mitch has pulled some things, and I want to let Mitch kind of dive in and give his thoughts, and we'll kind of go back and forth on this. Go ahead.
Okay, so the first one I'll do is first wide receiver drafted, given that this is pertaining to Zay. And at this point, Jaxon Smith-Njigba is still the favorite at -430 on FanDuel. But Zay Flowers is at +450, and that number has vacillated a little bit. I think it was definitely over +500 before the combine. It got down to like +350 the other week. Now I think it's kind of coming back to the middle. It's good value because there are still some rumors floating around that Zay could be the first wide receiver off the board, but I really do think that it's going to be JSN. It's obviously not a great bet to put on -430 in terms of value, but I don't think Zay is going to be the first receiver off the board just because teams are going to be concerned about his size. He's a bit of an older prospect, and there are teams that will say, like, we like him as a player, but just not to be the first receiver in terms of using a very high first round pick, because given his size limitations, I think a lot of teams will think, well, he's probably not going to become a true wide receiver one, which is what those higher picks are usually reserved for. The other fun ones are player draft position. So essentially it's kind of like an over under for where a player will be drafted. And Zay's line has moved a ton during this process. So when I first kind of started looking at these numbers, this was probably about a month ago, and Zay's over under was, I think, at 25.5 or somewhere around there. And now it's all the way up to 21.5. It was actually 22.5 last I checked. So now it's gone even higher up. Now, I could be wrong on this, but the over is meant to be the higher number of the pick. So at 21.5, the over be 22, 23, so on and so forth. Whereas the under is lower pick or an earlier pick, if you will. So it's 21.5. So that would be 21, 20, so on and so forth. So currently, again, 21.5, the over is -210. The under or earlier is +154. When I was looking at this, when it was originally 25.5 or 24.5, I was saying, oh, this is a great over. There's a lot of teams that really like, great under earlier. There's a lot of teams that really like him in those early 20s. Definitely go under 25.5. And I said I would bet it all the way up to 21.5. And that's exactly where the line is right now. So I would not, given the fact that it's funny, because there is one team that I think really could really like Zay, and I like that spot for him, and that's Seattle at 20. But in terms of how the rest of the class falls and what the needs will be and kind of how the league views this receiver class as a whole, I don't think the picks before then have enough likelihood of Zay going there. So I think the smart money is taking the, even though it's a minus money bet, taking the over of 21.5 or over or later of 21.5 at -210. That's where I would say for Zay. In terms of some other fun ones, I'm not sure what, I couldn't find it for FanDuel, but maybe they'll have it tomorrow. But if there is a over or under for ACC players in the first round, I've usually seen it at 3.5 or even 2.5. I would definitely take the over there because I think you're going to see Miles Murphy, Zay Flowers definitely be first rounders. And then you've got guys like Brian Brise from Clemson, Kalijah Kancey from Pittsburgh. You know, those are very likely candidates. You've got
Josh Downs.
Josh Downs is a little less likely, a wide receiver from North Carolina. Keon White, the defensive end from Georgia Tech. Keon and White was kind of a surprise invite to the NFL draft, like going there live. So that means somebody knows something that he's probably going to be a first round pick. So I think if it's 3.5, definitely take that over because there could be up to 5 AC players in the first round. So I think that's some really good money. Let me see if there's any other fun ones. I will say this, the betting at the top of the draft for first overall, second overall, what have you, that's gone crazy over the last few days. And I typically tune out everything when you get to about 2 weeks before the draft, because that's when teams just start to smokescreen everything to hell, just try to confuse everybody. So, you know, Will Levis's odds are going crazy right now. Bryce Young is still -2,000 to go first overall, but I just wouldn't touch that. In terms of number of wide receivers that are being taken in the first round, this is a bit of a tough one because I think that Zay and JSN are pretty much locks. And actually you can get under 3.5 for +120. So that'd be pretty smart. Cause then you get those two plus one other one, whether it's Jordan Addison, Quentin Johnston or somebody else, but I really don't think there's going to be more than 4 or more in the first round. My favorite over under in terms of the positions in, I'll give one over and one under. I'll say for quarterbacks, I would take the under at 4.5 because Hendon Hooker is not going in the first round, even though he worked out today and said he's been cleared and somebody might trade up the end of the first round. I really just don't see it. He's a very old prospect. That offense was very wonky. I think teams are going to have more questions about him. And I think my favorite over might be tight ends, honestly, because I think Michael Mayer and Dalton Kincaid are pretty much locks. The line is 2.5, so I think they're solid. And then you pretty much just need one team to fall in love with Darnell Washington or Luke Musgrave, who are both athletic freaks. Washington is also a size and strength freak. And I think that the NFL teams just love size and athletic ability because there's only so many people at that size that can move that well. So I think Washington's still going to be first round pick. So I like the over on tight ends and the under on quarterbacks.
All right. In a moment, Mitch has already given us some great gambling advice. And
I'm not a professional. This is not a true endorsement.
This is all entertainment purposes only. We're not odds makers or anything like that. We're just having fun with this. So be careful.
How you
make your wagers, but in a moment, Mitch is going to tell us where he thinks Zay is going to end up. And I'm going to get into some of the mock drafts and see where Mitch thinks is going to be the best fit. But if you're looking for a delicious snack, but don't want all the sugar and calories, then you need the best tasting protein bar ever built. You got to try this. You know, it's a staple at the Black household. We have these all the time. I have boxes that I have, one for my wife. My kids are stealing them now. And if you know you want a healthy snack choice, you got to try the Built. They're healthy and they taste amazing. Seriously, they're 100% covered in chocolate. That's real, real, real chocolate. They come in great flavors like churro, peanut butter brownie, and cookies and cream. Just thinking about it right now, my box is getting empty. I got to go order a new one to make sure that I don't have a lapse in my Built bars. And now you don't even need to order them online. You can head to Walmart or your Sam's Club. They have boxes of them there. That's right. You can head to your nearest Walmart, walk up to the pharmacy section, and grab yourself a box Built bar. And head over to Built.com, and then you can see their complete selection. They always have new stuff. You always want to make sure you see what the newest offerings are because they're cooking up some great stuff at Built.com. This is Locked On BC. I am your host, AJ Black. I'm joined by Mitch, and we are chatting about Zay. And it is draft night here on Thursday. We're going to be watching. Zay's going to be there. He's going to be joined by Jeff Hafley, who will be there to celebrate with him, which, again, I think shows this is the second year in a row he was there with Zion last year. Just the connection that he has with these players. I see some cranky fans complaining about this, and I'm like, you talk to Zay. Zay had a great relationship with Jeff Hafley and really believed in him. So I think it's just going to be a great moment for Boston College Athletics tomorrow night or tonight if you're listening on a Thursday. The big question is going to be, where is he going to land? Now, I did on the podcast and on Eagle Insider, whole mock draft wrap-up. And I'm telling you, I just picked all of the bigger media outlets, and I feel like I only duplicated a team twice. Every mock draft has Zay going someplace else. Mitch, here's your chance. Where is Zay going to go?
So, I do really like that 21.5 line in terms of the betting odds. There's a website called Grinding the Mocks, and they do a really good job of tracking all the mock drafts and kind of aggregating the data. And Zay's Flowers, his expected draft position is now 22.1, and that ranks 22nd, and he's all the way up to wide receiver 2. We saw in terms of like the arc of the graph, it peaked, I think it looks like at about maybe 21 or 20, and it's kind of gone down and then now settled at right around 22. So I think that is the range you're really looking at. There's a lot of teams in the early 20s and even the late teens who could use a wide receiver help. But if I had to make one pick in terms of who I really think is going to draft him, I really do like the Seahawks at 20. But I do think that it's going to be the Baltimore Ravens at 21, which as a Steelers fan breaks my heart. But the Ravens have shown a ton of interest in Zay. They were apparently very interested in him at the Shrine game, which he barely even practiced, but they were attached. I think the quote was attached at the hip. They had a private workout with him. As you mentioned, when you're talking about the mock drafts, they need wide receiver help, even after signing Odell Beckham Jr. But, you know, that could be a nice piece for the Ravens to add to get Lamar back despite signing a long-term deal. And, you know, Zay learning from Odell Beckham would be really awesome. You know, they're kind of similar players in terms of their, you know, speed, ability to attack vertically and also eat up yards after the catch. So, I mean, again, as a Steelers fan, that would be absolutely terrifying. And I'd be very sad to have to root against Zay for at least his rookie contract. But I think really that 20 and 21 line of where I think that's where Zay is going to end up.
All right. Yeah. And my official pick, I am going to go with the New York Giants.
Yeah, they've also been very interested in him as well.
Exactly. Another team that has been very interested in Zay. They have a need for someone. What do they call him? Danny Dimes? Because I saw someone.
Yeah, so that was like his nickname in the draft process. And the Giants do need weapons, but they have a lot of guys that are a lot like Zay in terms of those more diminutive slot receivers. So that's why I've kind of cooled off on that one, because that one did make a ton of sense, both because the Giants traditionally have loved BC players. The new staff in terms of the scouting and coaching staff, they liked BC players when they were in Buffalo and came down to New York. But yeah, I was not sure about that one. But the thing with Zay, and this is kind of the final thing I want to say on him, is I do expect him to be a first round pick, but it would not be a complete shock for me to see him fall out of the first round, because the way I've heard a lot of NFL teams talk about this class is that there are probably less than 20, and some teams even lower than that, in terms of guys who are absolute first round blocks, guys that deserted first round picks would be first round pick in any draft. But there's a ton of guys like 30, maybe even 40 guys who are kind of in that early second, very late first range. And I feel like the most teams agree on those top, you know, those top 20 guys who are locks. But the way that that next portion of guys is ranked, they could vary wildly based on every team. So, you know, you could have teams that, you know, just rank Zay lower. They don't have a need. So I could see a board falling where Zay does fall out. And again, I think that's primarily because of his size and perceived inability to be a number one receiver. So again, if it happens, I think we'd all be very disappointed, but I don't think we want to rule it out as a complete non-possibility. But again, I do think it's more likely than not that he will be a first round pick after tomorrow night.
Awesome. And so let's just put it this way. If Zay falls out of the first round, Mitch, are you good to come on Friday instead? I think our next episode will be the Zay Flowers selection show, right?
Yeah, I agree. But yeah, I'll be on whenever he gets picked.
So we'll be on either Thursday or Friday to talk about Zay. Hopefully it'll be tomorrow night. But if he gets drafted, and it'll be later in the night, Mitch and I will jump on live and talk about it, talk about talk about what it means to BC, our reactions, everything like that. So check that out. Mitch, any last thoughts about the draft before you head out?
Nope. I'm just excited to, you know, at this point, like I said, the rumors get crazy. At this point, I'm very mock drafted out in terms of seeing everybody's mock drafts, in terms of hearing all these wild, crazy rumors about who's going where. So it's kind of bittersweet where you're like, I don't want it to be over, but I'm ready to get there and have it be done.
Yeah. I have my tweet deck, which is where I, you know, kind of follow along with what's going on in the world. And then my Boston College search up. I am so done with just like every random fan talking about where Zay Flowers is going to end up, because it just clogs my feed up with just random crap. I almost have to mute Zay on there I can't get anything else. But last question before you leave, and I think I talked about this last year. What is your like draft night routine? Do you have like a thing that you do?
Not really. And this year I'm actually going to be away from my home for a work thing, so I'll be kind of watching from a hotel room. But usually I just have my laptops open. I'll have one where I'm tracking the draft in my spreadsheet. I'll have one where I'm watching a stream, and then usually the TV will be tuned to ESPN or NFL Network. So that's pretty much it. Like, it's nothing too crazy. I'll, you know, have a few drinks, order some unhealthy food, but my wife was very happy because last year I had both the TVs in the same room, and she was like, why do you need both TVs in the same room to watch? And they were both muted because they were both just on ESPN NFL Network. She's like, I'm just like, this is my thing. Just let me be me.
And so we have our picks. I said the Giants, Mitch says the Ravens. For you out there, you everydayers that listen to our podcast every single day, if you're listening along, hit the comment section. Tell us where you think Zay Flowers is going to end up. And if you're listening on the podcast, if you're not on YouTube, that's fine too. Hit me up at Locked On BC on Twitter. Say where you think Zay Flowers is going to end up. And it could be your hopes too. If you're a Pats fan and you're just hoping, that's fine too. I don't think he's going to end up with the Patriots, but who the hell knows? Bill Belichick does weird stuff, right? But Mitch, where can people find your work?
You can find me at Mitchell T. Wolf, WOLFE on Twitter. I'll probably be tweeting out my reaction to the vast majority of the picks that are going on over the entire weekend. So if you have been able to survive to hearing my opinions for this entire draft cycle, you can find more of them there. I'll also be posting my work for the Steel Curtain, which is the Steelers fan-sided site I also write for. So again, for the small overlap of the Venn diagram of Steelers and Boston College fans, you can find my takes on the Steelers draft on that website and on my Twitter.
So Mitch has done a lot of work on Zay Flowers, and I'm going to be resharing a lot of it up on the site tomorrow. It's been quiet, so we'll get into, he has his scouting reports, his team fits. We'll get into, I'm going to repost a lot of his work. So make sure you're up on Eagle Insider if you want to get prepared for the NFL draft. Now, Mitch is heading out. In a moment, I'm going to talk the baseball game. They played UMass Lowell. Some things I've heard about what happened with the URI, and lacrosse is heading off to the semifinals. I'll tell you what happened with that game in just a moment. This is Locked On BC, AJ Black. Let's talk a little women's lacrosse. Big game. They played number 9 Duke in, I think it was in Charlotte, and the Eagles are going to head off to the semifinals of the ACC tournament as they won 15-9 in the quarterfinal round of the Ally ACC tournament. They're going to face number 5 Notre Dame on Friday at 1 p.m. The game was it was a defensive heavy game for BC. It caused 11 turnovers, including 3 from Shea Baker and 2 from Sydney Scales. And they held Duke in check with a 16-13 edge in draw controls. Jen Majid again was the star offensively, had 4 goals. Bell Smith had 4 points with 3 goals and an assist. This is 8 wins in a row now for BC women's lacrosse. They're playing very, very well, and they've already beaten Notre Dame this year. So this is another game. It feels like it's a destiny that they're going to end up against Syracuse or UNC. But you know, good for them. That's a great win right there. Now, I believe I'm still recording I'm recording at 8:46, and I believe baseball is still playing. I have to check while I'm writing. They were winning 9-3 last I checked. Nope, they won. So BC baseball, they won 9-3 against UMass Lowell at home. A nice win, nine runs on 9 hits, and they only let up 3 runs on 7 hits. Now 4 wins in a row, and I saw a new projection that has them hosting with, and I said UConn before, but it was Northeastern, Central Connecticut, and Oklahoma State. Think of making Oklahoma State come to Brighton. Crazy, right? Well, big win. And Clemson just lost to Liberty, too. So both teams have different momentum heading into this big weekend series in Chestnut Hill. So some sports scores for you guys right now. Thank you all for listening. I'm going to head out. Big news on the podcast side. I just signed up for some new internet. It's a higher bandwidth. So hopefully we won't have any technical issues. It'll be able to stream beautifully. I'm really excited about this. Secondly, we're going to have a new format in terms of what it looks like on YouTube. So it looks beautiful. I got to see a little bit of it. I probably will be one of the last ones to get it because we're Boston College and not like USC or Florida State or whatever. So check that out. Thank you all for listening. We'll see you again soon. Take care, everyone.